At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app. We're live there, by the way. You can get the show there, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning.
You know, I was seeing, you know, the jackpot, obviously $750 million, right?
Yep.
Well, I guess Forbes over the weekend, I meant to grab it, but Forbes did it over the weekend, and you know how the cash value is $338.6 million?
Okay.
They actually said that that's not right, that some places have to pay state taxes, too, and so it'll even be lower than that.
Yeah, you have to pay it here.
Do you? Are we one of the states that you have to pay?
I think so. I think Colorado's one of them, yeah.
So it'll actually be lower than that.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah. $750 million, it'll be like 200, I think they said like around $281 million, something like that.
Such a letdown.
Crap.
Could be less than that. I don't know. Yeah, it is.
So I don't even want it.
It is kind of crappy. Spinell, don't send this one over to the Colorado Lottery. Okay. This is one of those pranks. You know, we do the good ones that we send over, but sometimes we do one that maybe doesn't go over as well.
It wasn't me. It was Forbes.
I know. It is, though, kind of a crock when you got $750 million advertised.
Yeah.
And then the actual payout, blah, 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 it is kind of kind of misleading in a way. But it's still good money. Don't get me wrong.
I felt like these numbers were totally numbers I would pick. So it was 11. I like that number.
I love 11.
14. I feel like that's a good one. 34, 47, 51, and 18 was the Powerball.
Surprised somebody didn't win that one.
Me too.
Because it's spread out.
Yeah.
And people like to spread out the numbers.
Yeah, it just that one felt like a solid one.
Yeah.
There was a few people that won $1 million.
Drawings tonight.
Yep.
You know, they added that Monday night, just a few months ago, I think it was.
Yep.
And now they have that initial or that extra drawing, which happens tonight. So somebody could win $750 million.
Are we doing a thing again? Because I'm upside down. I'm in debt.
Well, you owe me 20.
I know.
You owe me 20 right now. Not that I'm counting, but you owe me 20.
Yeah.
I've not heard from Powerball Pete. I have no idea. Powerball Pete is he's our lottery guy here in-house. He gets all the money, you know, the office pool, and goes and buys the tickets and controls everything. I haven't heard if we won anything from the weekend. I haven't heard if we're moving on. I can't imagine us giving up now.
I know, but I'm so upside down.
This out.
I'm so in debt.
In debt. I'm the one in debt. I've been paying your entry fee.
I know. Thanks for that, because I got to keep my money and collect interest.
I got a quick story here for you, okay? And not to be insensitive or anything, but...
But here I go.
Some people just don't get a good joke. Over the weekend, two more of those sex toys got thrown onto professional playing fields, okay?
Right.
One got thrown onto an NFL field during a preseason game.
That doesn't go there. It's the WNBA.
The other got thrown onto the golf course in the PGA Championship round, fourth round.
A golf course.
Listen, dildos are only funny if you throw them at lesbians. It's a rule.
Look, would you throw one onto the track at NASCAR?
Right? Exactly.
Do you not get the joke? Does somebody have to? Because you really are an idiot at this point.
Yeah,
are you not?
It's not funny. It's only funny at the WNBA.
And obviously, it's two different people here. It's a person that threw at the football game and then another at the golf course. Somebody needs to shake them, okay? And say, look, you moron, there's a joke attached to this.
Yeah, you're ruining it, bastards.
I saw these stories this weekend and I thought, really? Really? Do they not understand
they
what this was
joke.
All about?
Let's go ahead. Yeah. We'll throw them at all the events. Yeah. Right. No.
But it was intended as a joke for the WNBA.
It might be funny at a chess tournament.
No.
It might be.
That crowd would not be expecting that at all.
No. No, Jamie.
Kind of maybe would be.
Is that hysterical? Somebody sneaks one into a preseason football game, throws it onto the field, and everybody, and the players and the referees, and they just looked at it like, what the hell's that all about?
We don't get it. And the golf, was it a PGA tournament?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, it was the main tour, the championship tour.
Oh, really?
That's out there, yeah.
That's kind of funny.
When they toss it on to the... Well,
maybe... I mean, come on, the golf was kind of
Well,
funny.
Maybe if you'd done the LPGA.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of this particular tournament. Just hysterical, man. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Cooler today with rain likely. Going to be cooler tomorrow. Rain likely for the next two or three days, below average temperatures, kind of feels like fall, if you think about
it. It's fall, y'all.
Just a little bit. And it's going to continue this way, it looks like, for the next 7 to 10 days or so.
Oh, is the weekend going to be crap?
The weekend's not going to be crap. It's just going to be a little cooler than normal for a Labor Day weekend. Big three-day weekend coming up. Now, we're almost to chili season, but not yet, folks. Do not do the chili today.
Oh, chili, like the eating chili.
Yeah, chili.
Yeah, chili.
Chili.
Got it.
And when you do it with beans, okay? That's the only way to do chili.
We
right?
fight about this every year, about this
I'm
time.
I'm just saying.
Every year.
It's almost time for the fight again.
It's just nasty.
So,
the beans
so
are
I like
nasty.
This fight. This is a good fight.
Can't stand the beans.
Love beans. Beans is the only way to go when it comes to chili.
It's really not. That's chili math.
Now, when your son goes back to college, they're planning a road trip, aren't they?
They are.
That's crazy.
I know, because he doesn't have to go back to school until like the 12th, I think, something like that. And so his girlfriend's flying in, and then they're stopping all over the place, all the way to California. They're going, they're jumping out of a plane.
Skydiving.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Skydiving. That is dumb.
That's awesome.
It's a sport.
I never want to do that. Never. I have no desire. I don't know where he got that.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it either.
I'd never do it.
I'd be terrified to do it, but I would love to do it.
I mean, it's tandem, obviously.
Right? There's no way.
His girlfriend's going tandem, and he's going, nope. Why? Like, what? Listen, this is what I said to him.
Yeah.
Let me talk to him like you're 19. Okay,
please do.
I don't get it. Why do you need to jump out of a plane?
Mom, it's the thrill. It's the thrill that we get to enjoy together, me and my girlfriend.
Yeah, it just doesn't. Like, jumping out of an airplane is stupid.
But it's perfectly safe. It's perfectly safe, Mom. Do you realize, Mom, that the statistics show that 99.9% of us...
I didn't mean you had to, like, be him. I was just saying...
Oh, I wanted to be him. I've not been 19 in a long time. I wanted to be here.
Right?
That is kind of crazy, in my opinion.
I don't get it. But, I mean, I love whitewater rafting. Some people think that's stupid, so.
Yeah, but jumping out of an airplane is a little different,
I agree.
I did bungee jumping once. I'll never do that again.
Yeah.
All right? And I know for a fact, after doing that, there's no way I'd jump out of an airplane.
Carson, you're acting like you'd jump out of a plane.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Why?
And listen, don't get me wrong. I'd be peeing my pants the entire time, but it would just be the... I feel like it'd be the craziest thing to experience. And then once you get down on the ground, you just be like, let's do it again.
I don't know. I think I'd get up there and go, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, and that would be your reaction once you landed, unless your chute didn't open.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have any reaction.
No, you wouldn't.
Come on. It would be the ultimate rush, though.
Not if the chute
really
doesn't open.
Happen?
No, I mean, I agree that as far as like the ultimate rush, that would be terrifyingly. Because when we did the, at the Royal Gorge, when we ziplined across the Royal Gorge, to me, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
It was just terrifying. You could see the train down there was this big, and I just did not enjoy it. But that kind of rush where you're shaking is not fun for me. Like, I like a good rush, like, you know, whitewater raft or something like that. I don't mind doing that, whatever that thing is, if it's not the Royal Gorge. But jumping out of a plane feels like the scary, shaky kind of rush.
I'm not going to put my life on the line on a cord that you just pull.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
What if they pack it wrong?
Exactly. I don't know who packed the damn chute. Yeah. I don't know how to pack one. Well,
exactly.
I'm not going to jump out of an airplane and just hope at 10,000 feet that, boop, I pull this line and I'm all good. I'm just not going to take that chance. It's just not for me. It's not my wheelhouse.
What are the chances that your chute's
but
not why, open?
But you like that shaking thrill? Like, I don't. That one's not thrilling to me.
I think it's good. I mean, I don't constantly scare myself to death like that, but I think it would be good just to shake it up and do something outrageous like that. I would totally out of my comfort zone.
I guess one in 721 jumps require the use of a second parachute. Because the first one failed.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not good odds at all.
1 in 721.
That is horrible.
Yeah, I don't like that
horrible
at all.
Horrible odds. You would think that number would be 1 in 500,000.
Something.
Okay?
Yeah.
You would want to do 1 in 700?
Thanks
what?
For pulling
but,
that up.
But good yeah. news, the second parachute obviously works.
Look up if the second parachute works. I'd say that's a low percentage.
I don't want to read these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Let's see here. The odds of both a main and reserve parachute failing are extremely rare, with most sources suggesting a probability of the range of 1 in 2 million or higher. So that's good. Yeah. All right. I feel bad.
I feel good.
Yeah,
I
don't know if I buy that number. You hear of chutes not opening, not every day, but it's pretty often.
Yeah.
Pretty often.
I feel better
now. Good luck with it.
Right, yeah.
Good luck with it.
Yeah.
So he's taking the trip, going out to California, and they're stopping along the way. Yeah. Got adventures planned. That's pretty cool,
they have
though.
A spreadsheet.
For their adventures?
Yes.
Where to be, what time, what day we're doing this. And blah.
Yeah.
That's a good move, though.
Yeah, I guess.
That's a college move, though.
Yeah.
Having a spreadsheet. Yeah.
Can
you imagine this show?
He sent me a PDF of everything.
Yeah.
I was like, what in the what?
Our show doesn't even have a spreadsheet.
Exactly.
Okay. We need one, but we don't have one.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, a free app for your phone. We are live there. Plus, you'll get the podcast after 10. Anything you miss on the program today, you can get it on the Odyssey app. It's that simple. Now, Jamie, I heard you talking about being at Home Depot over the weekend. Got a question for you.
Yep.
Did they have the Halloween displays out yet? Did you notice?
I didn't notice.
Okay.
I don't know. I only went in. I went in with intention.
You did?
I didn't.
So you
shopping.
Didn't really look around and
no,
see?
No, I went in for a DeWalt battery.
Yeah.
By the way, I was just bitching about it. So I go in, I need this DeWalt battery, right? So you have to go to a cage. You have to wait for somebody to show up. The guy unlocks the cage, gets my DeWalt battery out, and then he has to walk with me with our battery to the checkout counter. I can't just go by myself. He has
right.
to. He has to hold it and walk with me and put it on the thing.
He's afraid you're going to stuff it in your pants and walk out the door.
I guess so.
You know, you look like a criminal to him.
The thing is, there's so much. I didn't even realize. Like everything's locked up now. It's crazy.
Yeah, especially with the batteries and all.
Yeah,
that.
All that equipment and stuff. It's all locked up. I'm like, no wonder people buy online now.
Yeah, no kidding. It is a pain.
It is.
You got to go find a store clerk.
Yeah.
Got to wait.
You got to get the keys.
Got to wait. You got to wait. Or you run into somebody, you're looking for something, and you run into somebody and say, this isn't my department.
I know. Oh, I got so irritated with
that.
One of the kids.
I swear.
There was a teenager, and I said, hey, I'm looking for a shepherd's hook. And he goes, yeah, I don't know where those are.
I love it. I love it. I get the old, I get that statement all the time, is this is not my department.
I know, right?
It's like, and I want to say to them, and don't want to be rude, okay? Okay, you'll find some. Somebody that is in this department, can you help me out? Just, you know, maybe pay somebody or something. But you want to say to them, look, if this isn't your department, don't lean up against that pole, okay? You don't lean up against the pole just pretending that you're just hanging out somewhere if it's not your department.
No, you know what they do? They roll their gloves into a ball and they play hacky sack. That's what they were doing when I asked for a shepherd's hook.
No way.
Yep, in the garden department.
You're kidding.
They were playing hacky sack with a glove.
You got to fire that bunch.
Okay. I don't know where those are. Gets back to playing hacky sack. Whatever. Stupid. Hey, I just read this thing. This is pretty funny, and I can relate to this wholeheartedly. Did you see this study on frogs?
No.
Yeah.
Frog study, huh?
Oh, there's a frog study. Yeah. I'd like to tell you. So it says all these different species of frogs, this is insane, female frogs, they act like they're dead so they don't have unwanted mating attempts by males.
I've seen that before.
I'm not kidding. They observe these frogs, and when they see like a frog that they don't, you know, want to like, they're like, dude, bleh.
They're not the only ones.
And they act like they're dead.
Yeah. Runs in a lot of species. I think. Just saying.
I just thought that was interesting. Just a fun little tidbit.
A little frog.
Yeah.
A little frog information.
Yeah, frog information.
Know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the more you know, reading rainbow.
Who would have known? A lot of NFL players are getting the axe today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is
all
terrible.
These people being let go. Before you know it, you're going to see one of these guys you watched yesterday or the day before playing football at Home Depot helping you out.
You have a theory about Cleveland.
Yeah, I think this coach, now this is a little bit into the weeds if you don't, you know, follow football.
Yeah.
But they're saying that the Cleveland coach over the weekend, that it was Shedeur Sanders' time to shine if he's going to and make the team. But they're saying the coach sabotaged him, put him in there with terrible players and cold plays that would never work with these players. Okay?
On purpose,
and which led to him being sacked. And they're calling for his resignation.
Really?
And they, being people here in Colorado, people that are Shedeur fans, are calling for this guy to be let go because he did this to this kid.
Well,
now,
did you see it?
My theory is, yes, I did.
What's your thought?
I think there's stretching it a little bit. I don't think this guy sabotaged anybody. I think he put the least talented players out there, but I think he considers Shedeur one of his least talented in that position.
Ouch.
He's ranked number four quarterback. You go out there with a fourth squad, right?
Let's go to our football expert, Schmidel. Schmidel, what do you think?
I'm actually surprised that they're not moving him up because I think that he was the second best quarterback in that draft, and I don't understand why they're not giving him like a fair chance. Plus, the guy that they have starting is Joe Flacco.
No.
He's like 40 million years old.
We're talking about what happened on Saturday.
But what do you think?
What's your take on that is what we're talking about.
Are we talking about the Browns?
No. Never mind.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about the game on Saturday, and if the coach sabotaged him or not.
Because he got sacked 5 times. One was like negative 24 yards.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I was talking about Shador. I don't know. I'm confused now. I'm
do
sorry.
You think he intentionally did that was the question?
I mean, that's just kind of how it goes in preseason games. They always play the fourth quarterback last.
Do you think that the coach intentionally sabotaged Shador Sanders?
Right. Okay, thank you.
This is an easy question, wasn't it?
I don't know. It made me laugh. So that's
I don't
all about
think
it.
He did. I don't think he did. I think he put him in there with scrub players because he considers him a scrub. I think that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
All right, BJ Jamie
debacle.
It's a Monday.
It is a Monday.
Look, it's hard to come out of the gates on a Monday after a weekend.
Exactly.
Just gung-ho, you know?
Yep, I'm with
you. It takes us about till Thursday to get things going.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we normally crank it up around Thursdays, right?
Thursday is a good show, yeah.
I am depressed this week, though, folks. I'm going to tell you that right up front.
You're depressed? It's
a bad week for me, but I am... Yeah, I mentioned this earlier in the show. I can't believe we have no more bags. that tote bag thing is really bothering me this week.
I know.
Hard for me to get my groove on.
On
the show. Because we have no more bags.
Yeah, it was
and
your
I want to do another bag stop on Friday. I want to do this. I want to do this. I can't do it.
But plus, it was like kind of your go-to when we're wrapping up stuff.
Yeah,
you're like,
I needed
oh, by the way, bags on Friday.
It was my crutch. I need my crutch back.
Right.
Man will fall without a crutch. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
What do you mean?
You have so much in common with Britney Spears, you have no idea.
In what way?
Well, not the fact that she posted a nudie.
Yeah, I don't post nudies.
You don't post those, No, it was the fact that on one of her posts, you could see all this clutter in the back of the room. The whole house is a mess. And dog poop all over the floor.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't have dog poop on my
floor. No, I know you don't. Oh. But you don't. You're never aware of what's in the background when you post.
Yeah, I quit posting.
Yeah,
I really did because it doesn't work. Zoom in and
look at the
background.
Yeah,
you got to really analyze.
I've stopped posting because I make too many mistakes.
Yeah,
it's just
you're just like Britney, though. But yours was hemorrhoid cream. Britney had actual dog poop on the floor.
All right, let's do a Textnado survey. Which is worse? Dog poop on your floor or hemorrhoid cream.
Hemorrhoid cream.
I'm going to tell you, I think dog poop's worse.
I do too, because that means she's not picking it up.
Yeah, it's dirty.
It means you're nasty.
That means immediately when you pick it, like when it happens, you got to pick it up. You don't do a TikTok video.
No.
That is weird, isn't it?
And not only that, if it's in the video, that means she forgot about it.
Yeah.
She forgot about it. And it's not a one-time thing.
No.
She just lives with it. Yeah. Mm. It's something that's an occurrence at her place is disgusting. Okay?
Yeah. It's so gross.
Yeah. See, I'm not that bad. Hemorrhoid cream.
Yay.
There's nothing wrong with that,
Nice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. See?
I will say that's the first time I've ever been, compared to Britney Spears.
Yeah. So, but good for you. You win. Winning.
What is the, I haven't seen it. Did she post a complete nude photo this morning?
Yeah, so she shared a nude photo on Instagram standing with her back to the camera. And she has a rose in her butt cheeks.
She does right in there.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
So that's nice. And then on the 18th, she was singing Rihanna's Unfaithful song with a British accent in a cluttered room. Did you guys see all the clothes that were all over her living room?
Yeah.
It was really cluttered. A cluttered room with dog feces on the floor. Ugh. Like, no, thank you.
And there's one video where there's a bunny literally running around in the background.
In the house?
Yeah.
A bunny?
Yep.
Really? Okay.
Running around behind her.
All right.
Well. Maybe it's bunny poop.
Well, no, this is pity. I had a bunny. Then they have little
pellets.
Pellets, yeah. This was a pile.
It's not pellet poop.
No, this is a big dog pile. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago that I was very bummed this week because I don't have tote bags. Now, get this. I just got a text. Look at this text, Jamie. I'm telling you, man, the fans, they miss it. They miss it so badly. And I'm very depressed
truth.
This morning.
I don't think she's telling the truth.
No, she's telling the truth. You think this is a lie?
I think she's being sarcastic.
You don't write us a lie like this.
Why? Somebody said, please play Pink Pony Club 5 times in a row.
And they meant it. Here's what she says. Her name is Jenna from Arvada. Jenna from Arvada. She says, just left the Safeway store with my BJ and Jamie tote bag. I flaunted. I had 2 people ask me, where did I get it? I felt superior. Wow.
Yeah.
See, it'll change your life.
2 people didn't ask you where you got it.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
No,
you're calling her a liar?
No, I'm not.
Why are you so against this?
I'm just saying.
I believe
Jenna. Nobody came up to her at the grocery store.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my God. Where did you get that bag?
I think they did.
Mm.
I think she had 2 people, just as she stated there. Mm. She has no reason to lie to her favorite morning show.
No.
I believe you, Jenna.
I'm just saying. BJ, Jamie. It's Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
So Jenna just texted again. She says it's absolutely true. 2 people ask her inside the Safeway store where she got her BJ and Jamie bag. Jenna, pay no attention to Jamie. She's not a bag lever.
A bag lever.
Pretty good,
that's
huh?
So dumb.
I just came up with that.
That's
Are you
so
a bag lever?
Dumb.
Do you believe in
that's
the BJ
so
and Jamie
dumb.
Tote bag?
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a good term.
Hey, I have some more sad news. Not only do we not have any more bags, but we're also ending Rocktober. Rocktober is not going to happen.
No crap, Sherlock.
Yeah. That's not
we
how
knew,
it goes.
We knew that.
It doesn't go no crap, Sherlock.
I know how it goes. I can't say it. We knew that in April.
Seriously, yeah. When they started.
We lost the first 25 games. We were out of it then.
Yeah. As of Sunday, it's official. There's no Rocktober. I guess it's the 28th time out of 33 seasons that we haven't made the
oh
playoffs.
Oh, my God.
And we're like 32 games away from making the wild card.
And still, with a team like this, you still buy tickets to go see these Rockies.
I am guilty of that.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't understand. The only way you're going to put your foot down and demand a change is stop going.
Yep.
That's it. That's the only way you're going to do it. And if you don't do that, then they're going to continue to suck.
It's so affordable to go when you have a family, though.
Because
it's 11
awful.
Bucks. Yeah. It's awesome.
And there's fireworks.
Yeah.
Which is fine if that's what you want,
yeah.
But you're never going to have a good team.
I'm fine
you're
with it.
You're never going to have a good team.
It's...
In fact, over the weekend, they had the Dodgers, right? They had the Dodgers. Was it late last week or over the weekend? I forgot. They averaged 26,000 people for the Dodgers series.
Wow.
That's for a team that blows?
Yeah, that's
really
good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So 28 out of 33 seasons, we haven't made it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
No
pretty
one's
bad.
Laughing at
pretty
us
bad.
Now.
That's just the playoffs. That's not even like, oh my God.
Yep.
Whatever.
It's who we are.
Yep.
We're the Rockies.
Okay.
All right. There's a story this morning of a lady that had to smoke her weed in the lab on an airplane. And she delayed the flight by 4 hours because she had to get high.
Oh, okay.
She's in the bathroom. Here we go.
A United flight was delayed for hours because a passenger thought it was a good idea to smoke weed in the bathroom before takeoff. The crew caught them, removed them, but the pilots refused to fly. Why? They feared secondhand smoke could make them fail a random drug test, which could end their careers instantly. So United had to bring in a new crew, and the plane finally took off 4 hours later.
Holy cow.
That's interesting. I wouldn't even...
I didn't think about that
yeah,
aspect.
Yeah, me either. I mean, maybe they went to get up to go look at the... I don't know. That's weird. Yeah.
Isn't that a crazy
that's a,
thing?
That's a little
that
over the top with the pilot and the co-pilot, don't you think? A little
no,
bit?
I don't. I think if they smelled it and they thought that there was a possibility that they could lose their license, and I think you put your career in jeopardy at that point. So, no, I don't
contact
think it is at
high,
all.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they made the right choice there. Not only that, I think they take this lady and she can't fly on United for the next 10 years.
Well, probably
gotta,
she is on the
you
no got to
punish her now.
I'm sure
right?
She's on the no-fly. Yeah.
But, yeah, I think these pilots, they made the call they thought, you know.
I don't know. You're like, whoa, do you feel high? Let's, I don't know. Do you feel high? That's kind of crazy.
Well, my wife actually goes through this, too, because she goes to concerts, and she's always fearing in the health industry
right.
When they do a random drug test that she will test.
Oh, well,
because of the concerts.
Sense.
Yeah.
Because
oh, that's
Red Rocks
what people
anywhere.
Should say. They should just say I was at a Red Rocks concert.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do it often.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've thought of that excuse
maybe.
For sure. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.